You're listening to Called to Homeschool, episode number 92, This Too Shall Pass.
This is your manual to becoming the amazing homeschool mom you were called to be.
Hello.
Hey guys, welcome back to episode number 92. We're happy to be back together again, Millie.
Yeah.
Millie. Megan. Millie's my daughter. Megan got a week off.
Yes, we went to Miami for our Christmas trip, and it was amazing.
So fun.
We went to see alligators, even though George is bound and determined that they were crocodiles.
Oh.
But I know the difference now.
Mm-hmm. They teach you there.
And we kayaked with manatees.
Oh, that's so fun.
That was
manatees super... are my favorite.
That was something awesome. I've always wanted to do. I've always wanted to see the Everglades, and I've always wanted to kayak with manatees.
It looked like in your pictures that you went to the same alligator place we went to.
Probably.
But they're probably all the same looking.
Yeah, they look pretty
There's
similar.
Several of them down there. They're fun.
And it was funny. As soon as you crossed into the Everglades, you had zero service whatsoever.
Oh, interesting.
Like, I don't know. It was funny. And what did the guy say? Like, I'd rather face a bear, all these other things, than ever get stranded in the Everglades. Because there's so many things there to kill you.
There's so many scary things in there, I know.
Like snakes and all sorts of things.
Yeah.
So it was super fun. Karin obviously does great by herself. So, but good, glad to be back.
It's never as fun, though.
Yeah. It's not as giggly. Okay. Thank you guys for leaving us a ton of reviews.
Yes.
We are trying to hit 250 reviews this year. So we're going to pester you all year.
You guys can do it.
Yeah.
We know you can.
We believe in you. So
it's
thank
up to you.
You. So this one is from KenJW123, and she called it Great Podcast for Someone. Oh, the title's cut
it
off.
It cuts out the title.
Okay, Great Podcast Even for Someone, and I don't know what it. She says, I love this podcast. I have been homeschooling for 15 years, and I always learn something from you two. I loved your episode on Compliment, Not to Compare today. I had a hard school day, and it was exactly what I needed to hear. Thanks for all you do. You ladies are so fun to listen to. I would recommend this podcast to any homeschool mom new to homeschooling or having done it for many years.
Thank you. That is so kind. We appreciate that review. And we would just like to beg more of you to leave kind reviews if you like
yeah.
us. We'll take them all.
So. We will.
It only takes a minute, so leave us a little quick review.
Yeah, a 5-star review in iTunes. And
that helps more homeschoolers to find us.
Yeah. So, okay, so let's dig in today's episode. This too shall pass.
Yes.
Does it remind you of Lord of the Rings, like Gandalf says, you shall not pass.
Shall not pass.
We're actually yes. saying this shall pass.
Yes, it will. Okay, so I was curious about the origin of this phrase, so I did a little Google searching. And there's a couple of different stories behind it. One, there's a story that a rabbi tells about it originating from King Solomon. And then also it became popular from Abraham Lincoln, who used it in one of his speeches. And I thought that was interesting. And what Abraham Lincoln said in his speech is, it is said an Eastern monarch once charged his wise men to invent him a sentence to be ever in view and which should be true and appropriate in all times and situations. They presented him the words, and this too shall pass away. And I love that, the idea that that can be used in any situation.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever hard thing you're in, whatever trial you're going through, this too shall pass will work for that, right?
Yeah.
Because it does. It always does.
So I don't know where I saw this. I think it was a meme or something, but it said, this too shall pass. It may pass like a kidney stone, but it will pass. So about 13 years ago, I was about to give birth to my daughter, Tess. And she was due in about 2 weeks, and I usually come 2 weeks early, and I'm starting to feel uncomfortable, and I'd never had back labor before. My mom and some of my sisters had, so I'm like, oh, I have back labor, like I'm going into labor. So we're all getting excited and getting ready, and then I start puking everywhere. That's lovely, but I did. And I look up at my husband, I go, this is not labor. And we ran to just my OB's office, and they do like the urine test or whatever. Mm-hmm. And they go, oh, honey, we don't even need to like send it to a lab. We can see with our eyes how bad this is. So I got sent right to the ER, and my kidneys were completely infected and full of stones. So that's really fun, by the way, when you're 38 weeks pregnant. She came, she was born the next day, and really fun to be doing those two things at the same time. But let's see. So anyways, I lost my thing. I even put on my glasses and I lost my notes. So anyways, after she was born, the pain came right back, ended up into the ER again, and then I had to do 2 rounds of lithotripsy to get all the stones out of me, right? Yeah. So did my kidney stones pass? Yes. Was it comfortable? No, no way. Like, having done labor and kidneys at the exact same time, I choose labor. Wow. Like, it was, there's not a pain, there's a special place in hell for kidney pain. Like, it's ridiculous. Anybody else who's had it, like, I feel you. So anyways, we all go through things, and sometimes it feels difficult, hard, and that these things will always be hard, but everything always works out.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, hard times are going to come for every single one of us. And in many times and in many instances throughout our lives, it's not just going to be like, oh, I had a hard time once.
Yeah. Know? One time, one day, school was rough.
No, no. So it's going to be frequent. And so we need to have a good, you know, coping mechanism and a way to get through that. And the thing that's interesting, I think, is that life can be joyful and stressful at the same time. Mm-hmm. It can be happy and sad all in the same day. You can have awful things and wonderful things going on at the same time. And that's just kind of the beauty of life, right?
Yeah. So I love Gordon B. Hinckley said, carry on, things will work out. If you keep trying and praying and working, things will work out. They always do. If you want to die at an early age, dwell on the negative. Accentuate the positive and you will be around for a while. So he says 3 things you need to do to overcome trials and bad days. He says, sorry, I keep losing my thing. I guess my eyes are worse than I thought. Keep trying, keep praying, and keep working.
And I like that he also says to accentuate the positive. Because I really think, and he says that you'll be around for a while if you do. I really think that being happy gives you a better quality of life,
mm-hmm.
And can therefore help you to live longer.
But then that's like the $1 million question. Like, how do you accentuate the positive, right?
Right.
And I think you have this in Thanksgiving, like a gratitude game.
Mm-hmm.
So you can do something like that. Like, you could totally make it part of your homeschool, like a gratitude game. But like having a gratitude journal.
Definitely.
Of like every day at dinner, what were we grateful for today? Every morning in homeschool. Do you guys do it?
Well, we do the best part of your day every night at dinner. And my kids love it. And that's, you know, just kind of brings out like, what was happy for you today? And sometimes it's something as little as like, oh, this dinner, you know?
Yeah. You cooked.
Like right now, we don't do very many things. We're not going a lot of places lately. And so it's like, oh, I don't know what was good. And it's good for us to remember and think of something good, even though it was pretty monotonous.
Well, we did that for 2020. Like, what were the blessings from 2020?
Mm-hmm.
And we filled a whole poster board.
I love that.
Of all the different things.
Yeah.
Was it weird and different than what I thought it would be? Yeah. But like, it was also an amazing year. Mm-hmm. We did so much camping last year. It was a blast.
Yeah. So we can say, okay, hard times are going to pass. But what if they don't pass quickly?
Yeah.
What like, if it's not if over it's today or in a week or even in a year? What if those hard things are decades long and you're praying for it for decades to be relieved and to get better and to go away or whatever, and it's not? Why?
You give up.
Why? No, I don't know. I don't have answers to that. But I do think that they're there to help strengthen us and help us grow in a lot of ways. And so these hard things that come at us, they're awful and we don't wish for them. But I feel like looking back on the trials I've had in my life have made me so much stronger and better as a person. And things that like almost broke me in the time, I can look back and they look small and insignificant now.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that. I love knowing that those things make me a better person. It's hard in the moment to recognize that and to realize that because you just want it over with.
Yeah.
But they're worth it, right?
Well, it's interesting too, because I just wrapped up with some coaching sessions before Karen came over, right? And we were talking about the difference between facts and stories.
Mm.
So like, they're awful, right? Is our story we tell ourselves. Mm-hmm. And so trying to see like, while we're in a trial, like, how is this going to be amazing?
Yeah.
What am I going to learn from this?
I like that.
I've just that different perspective shift. Like, okay, how is this going to be awesome? How am I going to grow? What if somebody said their daughter, we had all these great adjectives. She's stubborn. She's strong-willed, all these things. And I said, what a great learning opportunity for you, right?
So
like those are the kids that teach us exactly what we need to know.
Yeah. Yeah. Another thing that I love about these hard things is that they give us compassion for others after we've been through them, or even while we're going through them.
You're like so understanding now, right?
It just helps you to really understand, you know, whatever the next person is dealing with. And that's a good thing. I love that you can help people through their trials because you've been through them.
Yeah. So it's interesting because you have things that are out of your control, right? Mm-hmm. Like if you have a two-year-old having a meltdown during school, like unless you kennel your child, you don't have like a lot of control over your two-year-old's mood. Mm-hmm. Right. And like we've had the power go out before during school. Yeah. We're like, all right, we're doing Laura Ingalls style, like get out the candles, you know, different things. But sometimes we are the problem. So the reason my kidneys were shutting down on me is because I thought this was the most brilliant idea ever. And I was wondering why more pregnant women didn't do it. But I quit drinking water around lunchtime.
Oh. So you wouldn't have to go to the bathroom all the time?
And I would sleep the whole night, having to get up to use the restroom. And I was like, this is brilliant. And not only was I not drinking water, I was eating Tums like a mad woman. So instead of changing my diet and eating things that didn't give me heartburn, I just kept downing Tums. Fun fact, if you'd have 5 kids in 6 years and you eat Tums consecutively and don't drink a lot of water, your kidneys will shut down. So although my stones did pass, if I continued with that cycle of not drinking water and keep eating Tums, then the problem would just keep happening. Mm-hmm. So sometimes it's really cool to see, like, am I the problem? Is there something I'm doing that's actually perpetuating this issue? Mm-hmm. Or is there something I could do that's going to help us, like, to get, like, change of diet, right, for me and all these different things? With school, like, is there a lot of yelling and screaming? Like, oh, is there something I could do different? Mm-hmm. Could I start it off with a song? Could I start it off with something else and not be the problem?
I like that. Because it's really good to just stop and recognize what you're doing. And I've noticed days that are harder in our homeschool are typically the ones where I didn't start it in the usual manner, where it's just like, oh, I didn't do our opening time together. Like, you know, if we don't have like our gathering time early in the morning, it feels like the whole rest of the day just gets ruined. And so, because the kids are like, well, we never really started.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, we did.
Like, well, you can start your stuff. Just go do it if I'm busy or whatever and lazy. So yeah, I like that. Like often I am the problem or the root of the issues in our homeschool.
Yeah. So as you continue to work on having gratitude, praying, trying, I love trying. Like anybody can try. Mm-hmm. And President Nelson talked about that. Like the Lord loves effort.
Yeah.
So just keep trying. Like, okay, I didn't get to school today, but I can do it tomorrow. I can try better tomorrow. Right? And working, not like sitting back and like, just come to me, children. I want school to just run smoothly and I don't want to put forth any work, right?
Perfect day.
Come on. Every day. If you could see in front of us the mess of this, of Georgia's preschools, just everywhere.
Oh, it's beautiful mess.
Yeah.
It's rainbow and colorful.
It is. We learned our colors and counting. But the same problems, if you can change something about you or just that your outlook about something, it can just help those either the same problems not keep arising or to have a little bit more peace when trials do pop up.
Yeah. And just another thing about like just knowing our future. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I think that God knows our future and knows what it holds for us. And I think that when trials come at us and like I said, they teach us and they help us grow. I think they're often there to prepare us for the next step of life.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Like sometimes I think about the little things that I dealt with when my kids were younger. I'm like, well, that definitely prepared me for this next step and this next trial that I am dealing with that now. And it molds us. And so I love that, you know, he kind of guides our life in the way that it needs to go and prepares us with the things that come at us.
Well, if you think about that too, if we learn line upon line, precept upon precept. So what Karen knows now, you weren't ready for right when you first got married.
No.
If like you were told, okay, when you're like early 40s, you were going to have a podcast, a big blogging business, you're going to write, you're going to be on your second book. Like you're going to be doing all these things.
I would have just laughed because that wasn't even my trajectory in life at that point. You know, like,
right?
That wasn't even on my radar. Homeschooling wasn't even on my radar.
Right.
No.
But like one thing at a time, like, okay, you can homeschool Karen. Like, ooh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess.
And look what it's led me to through the years. And it's beautiful how that, it builds upon it. And
yeah. Yeah. Like so just the remembering of like, this will pass. Mm-hmm. Everything passes. And what is the journey going to be like? Is it going to be this horrid, awful journey? Or is it like, okay, this is a journey. Mm-hmm. This is like, am I going to be, I know we, those of you on our YouTube can see the window light always gets
kind of, it always gets in my eyes.
But yeah, like, what is the journey going to be like? Is mm-hmm. it always going to be hard, or is that journey going to just be a journey? Like, I'm willing to do this hard thing to get to the end of the mountain, to reach the goal, right, to do those things.
Right. I love the scripture, John 16:33. Mm-hmm. These things I have, no, not that one. Sorry. I have a couple written here. Actually, I want to read first Romans 5:3-4. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And I just love the progression there. And it's kind of like what we've been talking about, where, you know, we learn line upon line, and do we glory in our tribulations?
Yeah.
Do you?
I work on it.
It's a hard thing to do,
it's
right?
It's not easy, but I remember Brooke Snow had her episode, like, what's awesome about this?
Yeah, I remember that one.
And I had something like an ankle hurting or something. I thought, what's awesome about this? And mm-hmm. it was like, okay, this is going to be good for me. So not always do I do it.
No, but it's a really great thing to think through of, like, okay, here's this big thing that I'm going through. Mm-hmm. How can I glory in this? And how is this going to work for my betterment?
Yeah.
To make me better?
Yeah.
Is that a word?
To be gooder, Karen?
To be gooder, yes. Anyway, but it does, it gives me patience. Each one of those teaches me a new little aspect of patience that I'll never learn patience perfectly, because I'm always needing to learn that. But there's a little more of it, right? And then more experience, and then more hope.
Yeah.
And hope for more betterment.
To be gooder.
Yes.
Okay. So we want just to, like, a little bit of a hoorah for you guys to just remember, like, this too will pass. Mm-hmm. And it may be like a kid growing out of a phase. You're not always going to have a baby in a diaper or a newborn as you're doing homeschool. Like, they will get bigger. They're not always going to fight you every single day to do every subject, right? It always mm-hmm. does pass. You become better and you grow and you figure out different ways to solve this. So we just kind of want to cheer you guys on as you are in the middle of the semester, or maybe you're just starting and just, like, got a late start. Anywhere where you are, we just want to root you guys on.
Yep. You guys have got this.
Yes.
And this too shall pass.
Yeah. So we want to remind you guys right now, stop what you're doing and go give us a 5-star review on iTunes, and you could be the reviewer of the week.
Yay.
See you guys.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Called to Homeschool. Be sure to subscribe, and we'd love to hear your comments or questions. You can find all our show notes on calledtohome.com.